Okay, get ready. We're about to map out an absolutely incredible journey. Think. Breathtaking landscapes, fascinating history, cities just bursting with life.
Exactly. This is a look into a really special kind of trip, a private tour that, perfectly combines those iconic Scandinavian capitals with the sheer drama of the Norwegian fjords.
And the amazing thing is, this isn't just us talking about it. This can be your actual adventure. We're showing you how smooth it can be, the kind of stunning sights waiting for you.
Right, it's like stepping right into those pictures, but without any of the usual travel headaches. We're sort of walking you through the possibilities.
Okay, so where does it all kick off? Picture landing in Copenhagen, Denmark's capital, that old harbor of merchants.
Then right away, that ease factor kicks in. Your private driver waiting right there. No hassle finding transport. They whisk you straight to your hotel.
Nice. And that first day is yours, right? Settle in. Maybe take a first wander around the city center.
Yeah, find a little spot for dinner or just relax. It's all about easing into the rhythm of the place.
Perfect start. Then, day two, you've had breakfast at the hotel and your private guide meets you. Time for a proper look around.
Yes, a panoramic walking tour to really get into Copenhagen's heart. You start with something quite special.
Oh, what's that?
The changing of the Royal Guard ceremony. Right there at Rosenborg Castle, it's quite the spectacle, very Danish.
Ah, brilliant. And the tour covers the big landmarks too, I imagine.
Oh, definitely. You'll see City Hall, Christiansborg Palace, that's the Danish Parliament building. You walk across Kongens Nytorv Square.
Taking insights like the old stock exchange, Børsen, and the Royal Theater.
Precisely. And then the bit everyone knows, the visit to Nyhavn, that incredibly colorful harbor.
Yes, those pictures are everywhere. It must be amazing in person.
It really is. And you also get to see Amalienborg Palace nearby, where the royal family stays in winter. It's all very elegant.
Wow. So after this guided morning packed with sights, what happens?
The afternoon is completely free. Your time. Maybe you loved Nyhavn and want to go back, or perhaps wander over to the Gefjon Fountain.
Or find the Little Mermaid statue, inspired by H.C. Andersen, of course.
Exactly. It's that perfect mix. Get the expert insights, then explore what personally draws you in.
Sounds ideal. So day three is a bit more relaxed in the morning.
Yeah, enjoy your morning, check out at your leisure. Then in the afternoon, your driver takes you smoothly to the port.
And you're heading somewhere new?
Yes, you board a relaxing ferry trip over to Oslo. It's a comfortable journey, a nice transition between the two capitals.
Okay, so day four, you wake up arriving in Norway, Oslo.
That's it. And just like in Copenhagen, it's seamless. Your private driver meets you right at the port, takes you to your hotel, centrally located again. You can drop your bags, and you're ready.
Ready for another guided exploration.
You got it. A professional guide leads a 4-hour panoramic tour of Oslo. And it kicks off somewhere really unique.
Frogner Park, or Vigeland Park, as it's often called.
The very one. It's incredible, filled with Gustav Vigeland's sculptures, exploring, the human journey amidst all this beautiful Scandinavian nature. It's quite powerful.
I've heard it's a must-see. What else does the Oslo tour cover?
Well, you'll see other key spots, like the Royal Palace from the outside and the impressive Akershus Fortress down by the water. It's got centuries of history.
And getting around is easy.
Yes, public transport is included during this guided part, so it's all very smooth. Then, after the tour, the rest of the day is yours to explore Oslo further on your own.
Okay, so that's the capital explored. What happens on day five?
After breakfast, you check out. And it's just an easy walk to the train station. This is where the landscape really starts to change.
We're heading towards the fjords now, aren't we?
Absolutely. You take a scenic train journey to a place called Flam.
Flam, I know that name, right in the heart of the fjords.
Precisely. And arriving is just a simple short walk to your hotel. The rest of the day is totally free in this stunning little village.
Just soak it all in.
Exactly. You've got the rest of day five plus the morning of day six just to enjoy Flam. Breathe that fjord air. Look up at those massive mountains. It's breathtaking.
Okay, so day six morning, enjoy Flam, check out. Then what? The afternoon sounds like a highlight.
It really is. You walk down to the pier for, well, the itinerary calls it a wonderful experience, and I think that's spot on. A 5.5-hour express boat trip.
5.5 hours. Where does it go?
From Flam all the way to Bergen. But this isn't just getting from A to B. This go trip is the fjord experience.
You mean you're cruising through the fjords for that whole time?
Yes. Imagine it. Gliding past towering cliffs, waterfalls, tiny villages. You are right in the middle of that magnificent panorama from the morning you leave Flam.
Wow. That sounds absolutely incredible. The notes mention this boat runs May to September.
That's right. In winter, they arrange a scenic train journey instead, so you still get that connection and the beauty, just in a different way.
Good to know. So you arrive in Bergen, Norway's second city, in the evening of day six.
Yep, and again, convenience is key. The hotel is super close to the boat station, just a short walk. Your evening's free then to maybe get your first look at Bergen, find some dinner.
Maybe some fresh seafood by the harbor.
Perfect idea. Then, day seven, after breakfast, it's time for a guided walking tour of Bergen itself. About 3 hours.
What are the highlights in Bergen?
Well, you absolutely have to walk through the Bryggen district. It's world famous, those iconic wooden houses along the wharf.
UNESCO site, right? Feels like stepping back in time.
It really does. It tells the story of Bergen's history as a major Hanseatic trading port. You'll also visit the lively fish market nearby, always buzzing.
Sounds great. Anything else?
Oh, yes. A real treat, a ride on the Fløibanen funicular. It's one of Norway's best-known attractions.
Takes you up the mountain for views.
Exactly. It whisks you right up for absolutely fantastic views over Bergen, the water, the islands, the fjords stretching out. It really helps you understand the city setting.
That sounds essential. And after the funicular and the
The
tour,
rest of the day is yours again. Maybe explore Bryggen's back alleys or just enjoy the atmosphere.
another great balance of guided discovery and free time. Okay, day eight arrives. Breakfast, check out. Time to move on.
Time for the final leg. Your private driver meets you for the transfer. You're heading to the last capital on this trip.
And that would be Stockholm.
Magnificent Stockholm, yes. You arrive sometime on day eight. Transfer's all handled to your hotel, again, centrally located. Settle in, maybe start exploring a little.
Get a first taste of Sweden's capital. It's spread across islands, isn't it?
14 islands gives a very unique character with all the water.
So day nine must be the big Stockholm exploration day.
It is. After breakfast, you meet your guide for a 4-hour city tour. You'll see the impressive city hall, and then dive into the old town, Gamlestaden.
Gamlestaden, I've heard it's incredible. Really well preserved.
One of the best preserved medieval old towns in Europe. Cobblestone streets, colorful buildings, little squares. It's just full of atmosphere. You really feel the history.
What else is on the Stockholm tour?
You'll see the Royal Palace, the Stockholm Cathedral, and then something truly unique. You take a short ferry ride
A ferry, where to?
to the island of Djurgården to visit the Vasa Museum.
Ah, the Vasa, the ship that sank.
The very one. It's famous for a reason. It houses the only, almost fully intact 17th century warship ever salvaged. It's astonishing.
And it sank on its maiden voyage, didn't it? Almost immediately.
Less than a mile in 1628. All that effort, this huge, powerful ship, and plop. Now, centuries later, you can stand right there and see it. The carvings, the scale. It's incredible.
Why is it so well preserved?
The cold, brackish water of the Baltic Sea helped protect the wood. It's the most visited museum in all of Scandinavia, and you can see why. And getting there is easy public transport, including that ferry, is part of the tour.
Just standing in front of something like that, wow, what an experience. After the Vasa.
The rest of day nine is free. More time for Stockholm's islands, maybe other museums, or just enjoying the city.
And that brings us almost to the end, day 10.
Day 10 is departure day. Enjoy your final Scandinavian breakfast checkout, and your private driver meets you in the lobby for the airport transfer.
You head home, but wow, with what memories?
Exactly. More than just photos, a real collection of incredible experiences, a feel for these amazing places.
And looking back at the whole thing, the structure of this tour really emphasizes that ease, doesn't it?
Absolutely. The hotels are great, always downtown. The guided tours use expert English-speaking guides who really know their stuff, breakfast included every day.
Key entrances paid for, like Christiansborg, Børsen, and definitely the Vasa Museum.
And all that travel between cities, the ferry, the scenic train, that amazing fjord express boat, even public transport during tours in the cities,
Yeah.
it's all sorted.
Plus, you know, having someone meet you when you arrive in each new place and having support available, it takes the stress out.
It really does. It means you can just focus on soaking it all in the history, the culture, and those absolutely jaw-dropping landscapes.
You've gone from vibrant cities like Copenhagen and Stockholm through Oslo and Bergen with their own unique histories and been surrounded by the sheer power of the Norwegian fjords.
It's quite the combination.
So, thinking about it, for you, the listener, you've walked through palaces, explored medieval streets, and then you come face to face with that Vasa ship, right? Pulled from the depths after centuries. Or you're standing on the Bryggen Wharf looking at buildings hundreds of years old.
Yeah.
How does seeing something like the Vasa or touching the wood at Bryggen, how might that actually change how you think about time? Or about, I don't know, human ambition, failure, and survival?
That's a deep question. I mean, seeing the Vasa, the incredible craftsmanship, knowing it sailed for maybe 20 minutes, is profound. Or Brigand, surviving fires and centuries of trade. It connects you to the past in a really tangible way, doesn't it? More than just reading about it.
Yeah, it feels like the kind of trip that stays with you, makes you think, and probably makes you want to explore even more.